Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Moxie Mondays. I am your host, the Moxie Maven, Jennifer Cattlewell, coming to you live from the very cold Grand Junction, Colorado. With Christmas behind us, the new year is looming very near. You will find that the buzz online is about goal setting, lists of various sizes pertaining to the year coming to a close, and of course, the wishes that 2010 will be a spectacular year. What is it that separates the regular old run-of-the-mill year with a spectacular year? The quick answer is that a spectacular year is actually planned. When you approach the coming year as a blank slate that you can record anything you want to on, then you're starting with the right mindset. However, most people start at the right mindset and never actually write on that slate, in the end creating another run-of-the-mill year. I recently watched one of my favorite movies, The Dead Poets Society. If you haven't seen it, then I recommend you finding a way to watch it. It is a rather serious role for Robin Williams, but I really can't see any other person playing the part of Captain, my Captain. If you've seen it, then you might remember early on the film, the tone is set when the new professor, played by Robin Williams, takes a classroom of boys down to the entranceway and has them look at all the pictures of the boys that have attended the school. He talked to the boys and told them that we are all destined to be worm food and that the real challenge is to seize the day, each and every day, and make a mark on this world. This show is dedicated to helping you find that mark for the upcoming year and to remember that carpe diem, or seize the day, each and every day of the new year. The first step, of course, is to know what mark you want to leave. Otherwise, it'll just be a scribble. And again, an unremarkable year. Now, I could, of course, talk to you about all aspects of your goal setting for the upcoming year, but that would take a little more than the 15 minutes that I have for this show, so we will focus on setting goals for your social media. What types of goals should you be setting for social media? Goals should always be measurable, so setting a goal of increasing brand awareness, while it may be a good objective, it lacks the key component of measure. What you need to identify is what that brand awareness will produce. And in this case, it could produce an increase in people either showing up to your physical location, landing on your webpage, or a combination of both. So if you have a storefront, you might want to set the goal increase customer traffic by 10% over the next 12 months. Now you understand how to get down to the actual goal that needs to be set. What types of goals should you be setting? In social media, you want to look at quantifiable ways to track your markets. Let's say that you have identified that you want to network with work-at-home moms, solopreneurs, and virtual companies. Now, you need a way to track them. On most social media sites, there is a tool that will allow you to categorize your friends and followers into lists. Most people will put them into friends, family, work, yada, yada, yada. Well, you may still have those categories. I want you to think in categories based on your target audiences and create lists for them. Then set a goal of how big you want those lists to be in the next year. It may be that you're starting from scratch and you will have a number such as 100 friends or followers in the work-at-home moms list. Or it may be that you have a list already and your goal needs to reflect a percentage of growth. In either case, capturing the level of growth you want to see in the next 12 months and identifying specifically where you want that growth is a great start to a social media goal. Rebecca Lehman, part of the Wild Abrogate blog team, wrote this about social media goals. If you can set up a series of measurable milestones along the path to your overall goals for the social media, it will be that much easier to keep focus on those goals. Tweak your tactics as you learn what works and what doesn't, and hang in there long enough to start to see results. Okay, so which it really does sum up the process. Often we get stuck in one path and we forget to tweak what we are doing in order to achieve the desired results. And an even more common problem is with longevity, or sticking around long enough to achieve the desired results. Once you have set your goals, I want you to give them all end dates. In many cases, we have been talking about setting goals for the year. So you will just need to put something like, to be accomplished by 12/31/2010 at the end of your goal statement. Next, I want you to look at all your social media goals and answer the following questions. What factors are within your control that will make it hard for you to reach that goal? You may, and this may be the time factors that you require you to reprioritize your time, or maybe it's a specific fear, such as hooking up with a stranger online, or maybe it's lack of knowledge. All of these things are in your control. You simply have to be honest with yourself on what will hold you back from accomplishing that goal. What can help you reach this goal, and who can help you get there? In many cases, you already know that there are things that you will need in addition to what you already have in order to reach the goal. This just lets you put it all down on paper. Maybe you know that you will need some extra help from your spouse so that you can spend some more time on the computer. Maybe you need some additional training, so you're going to set aside 15 minutes a week to listen to the Moxie Mavens show, Moxie Mondays. In any case, you will need to space it so that you need this space so that you can really identify what will help you accomplish your goals. And the third thing, what pace do you need to set? What milestones do you need to see? The final question lets you break down the huge goal for the year into the smaller chunks. Maybe if you are looking at the goal of targeted followers, you can break it down to how many you will need a month. Of course, the caution here is to not get too hung up on the milestones, that if you miss one, you really need to just stand up, brush yourself off, and continue on your journey. It's simply a readjustment, not a failure. Oftentimes what happens is you miss that goal and then you consider it a failure and you junk the goal entirely. So this brings me to one of the funny things about goal setting. If you fear failure, then you may be one that sets goals, doesn't work on them, and in the end, it isn't a failure. You can tell yourself that it was the wrong goal. Goal setting isn't about failure. It's about measurable distance. If you had a goal to have 100 more targeted followers by the end of the year, and you only had 75, is it a failure? You may not have reached your goal, but you made a measurable difference in your followers. You walked forward. The trick is to set that goal in such a way that you feel uncomfortable yet confident. You need to have the goal big enough that it scares you a little, yet small enough that you know darn well that you're going to achieve it. Now, before I send you off, I want to give you some categories to consider setting your social media goals in. The first is increased brand awareness. Remember to make your goals measurable in some way. Your brand familiarity that you gain should translate into a goal that you can track, such as increased traffic flow. The second is your reputation management. This would be goals on how much time you will spend monitoring other blogs, public forums, and other feedback channels that the public may use to talk about you or your product or service. And the third, search engine appearance. When people search for you or your product, what do they see? In this case, the goal will be measurable by where you are placed in the search engine and what results you want your customers to see. This is directly tied to finding relevant traffic to your website and is aided directly from the goals that you have about finding your target market online. You also need to understand what social media can accomplish. Look at the ways that you can measure. With URL shortening services such as Bitly and Owly that's built into Hootsuite, you can manage your clicks and you can track them. When you create a well-thought-out campaign, you can have URLs created for each social media site, and then you can identify where people are clicking from and in what volume. In the case of something you do on a regular basis, such as a radio show, or maybe you actually post photos regularly, you can also see patterns of growth to ensure that your message is not only getting out there to the right people, but that it's continuing to get to the right people and increasing that list. The second is followers in a list. Once again, if you manage your lists appropriately, You will be able to see what target markets you are reaching effectively and which ones you may need new strategies to reach. It is also a way to track overall growth through the year. Visitors and conversions on your website. Now, this is something that you can track by using one of the stats tools available. A very popular one is Google Analytics. If you have a shopping cart, you can track when a visitor buys, when they don't, and most importantly, at what point of the process do they drop out. If you have just a regular site, for example, you can track where are they entering. So maybe this will help you to identify where they're coming from. And also, where are they dropping out? Are they staying on that one page and then leaving? Are they traveling to other pages, which you hope they do? Okay, and the fourth thing is insights. On Facebook, your fan page comes with insights into the demographics and the reach you have. But more importantly, it contains a record of interactions. In more general terms, you can track this on your social media sites by tracking how many people share your message with your followers, how many people engage in conversation with you over a specific post, and how many people just simply like it. Understanding what topics get your followers to talk is super important, and this should be tracked and measured throughout the year. This will also help you make those small adjustments that I was talking about. So overall, there are several areas that you can measure in your social media plan. So whatever you do, don't let someone convince you that your social media and business is a waste of time. I've given you four different areas you can measure over the coming years. When you put an advertisement in the paper, can you tell when people are interested? In some cases, you can see a spike in your web traffic, but was that from your radio ad or your newspaper ad? When you put a link out there into the social media space, you can tell exactly where people come from, exactly how many people found it interesting enough to get more information. And most importantly, it continues to track for as long as that URL shortening service is in place. So if someone sees your link a month later and clicks on it, you can still track it. What about that newspaper ad? If someone picks up a copy of a week-old paper and visits your website, would you know? Typically, this is outside of that spike and would most likely be attributed to another source. As you can see, if you set things up right in the coming year, you will not only increase your footprint size out there in the social media world, you will have a better idea of what your efforts are doing. And this is what I point to as the most important thing about those goals that you set for social media. You need to be able to track them, and social media allows you to track them. So next week, for our first show of the season, we will continue this goal-setting session with some words of advice from around the web. As excitement for the new year runs high, people with renewed sense of priorities will post to blogs all around the world about the goals that they are holding for the next year. If you happen to be one of those bloggers, send me a link to your goal page, and you will be featured next week. Just send a quick email to moxie@moxiemafia.com. That's moxie@moxiemafia.com. I look forward to seeing your goals. Thank you for joining me, the Moxie Maven. Remember, next week will be our first broadcast of the new year on January 4th at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/moxie-maven. And that's blogtalkradio.com/moxie-maven. If you happen to be out and about, you can also call into this show by calling 347-637-3575 and still be able to listen to the show live. Click on the little red heart to mark this show as your favorite. Besides the fact it makes me smile, you will be sent an email reminder of this show. So have a Moxie Monday, and we'll catch you on the other side in the new year. Goodbye for now.